9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
From cutting carbon emissions to clean water activism, in the next 10 minutes, we'll get the lowdown on how to protect our planet. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and this is the 10 News. April 22nd is Earth Day, so we're kicking off a whole month of stories about climate change and other environmental issues, starting with a little good news for all you screen lovers out there. Digital streaming service Netflix says it plans to cut the amount of air pollution it produces and electricity it uses in half by the year 2030.
Excellent!
The company plans to invest in planting trees and protecting forests. Plant life is so important because it captures carbon dioxide, which is really bad for the atmosphere. Netflix also plans to use local film crews when it shoots its TV shows and movies around the world. That way, they don't have to send lots of people on long flights, which adds to air pollution. And the company's already made sure all its film crews only use LED lights, which don't use up very much energy. So you can breathe a little easier when you binge Kid Cosmic from now on.
Okay, let's do this.
Global warming can be kind of hard to wrap your head around. So that's why we asked Jacob and Olivia Rosenzweig of the Curious Kid podcast to explain what's going on and what we can do about it.
Over the last year or so, we've been confronted with a situation that has forced us to think not only about ourselves, but about the health and well-being of our families, our friends, and even complete strangers.
Thank you very much!
What each one of us has done to take precautions during the coronavirus pandemic has also impacted others in our homes, in our neighborhoods, and on our beautiful planet Earth. Did you know that we've been dealing with another crisis that threatens the beautiful planet we call home, and that we've been dealing with that crisis for many, many years, and that there is something we can all do about it to ensure a better future for all of us?
We are talking about global warming and climate change. Things we do today can impact the future for all of us tomorrow.
So what are global warming and climate change, and what are we doing to contribute to all of it?
Global warming is the increase of the temperature on Earth slowly over time.
Our Earth is getting warmer and warmer. It's not heating up quickly enough for us to notice, but it is definitely heating up over time.
Since the year 1900, Earth has warmed up by about 0.8 degrees Celsius. That's just a smidge under 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit. That doesn't seem like a lot.
What's all the hubbub?
That's true. The number itself doesn't seem alarming, but here's the problem. Global warming is accelerating in a way that is heating our planet faster and faster. Scientists believe that Earth will get anywhere from 2 to 5 degrees Celsius warmer by the end of this century, the 21st century. A 5 degree warmth also doesn't seem terrible, but consider this.
The Ice Age ended when the planet warmed up by 5 degrees Celsius, and it took about 5,000 years for that warmth to happen.
Right now, we are on pace to warm our planet by 5 degrees Celsius in just about 100 years. Far quicker than the warming that ended the Ice Age.
How are we doing this? How are humans capable of causing global warming?
In order to understand how we are causing Earth to get warmer, it's important to understand something called the greenhouse effect.
What does that mean?
A greenhouse is a structure that can look like a house, with one big exception. Its roof is made of a transparent material like glass to allow lots of sunlight in. The sunlight keeps the greenhouse nice and warm, and the greenhouse is designed to keep the heat from the sunlight inside, usually to grow plants that wouldn't be able to be grown in the environment outside of the greenhouse.
Global warming is happening because we are turning Earth into a massive greenhouse by covering the planet in a layer of carbon dioxide that traps heat inside.
And what are we doing to contribute to all of this? We use lots of energy. We get electricity by burning fuels like coal, gas, and oil. These fuels are called fossil fuels, and 80% of our energy comes from fossil fuels.
Ugh.
When we burn fossil fuels for energy, gases like carbon dioxide are formed. Those gases rise and blanket the Earth, keeping heat trapped inside in the same way that a greenhouse keeps heat inside. And global warming is totally anthropogenic.
Anthropo-what?
That's crazy talk.
Anthropogenic. That means that we are causing this problem. Humans are responsible for global warming. So we should do our part to slow global warming and save our planet. If you've ever heard the term climate change, it's a lot different than global warming, even though the two terms are sometimes used interchangeably. Climate change doesn't only refer to the heating of Earth, but it also includes other changes in weather over time, like rainfall and wind. There is some debate over how much we are contributing to climate change and impacting things like hurricanes, wildfires, and floods, but scientists agree that we are playing a big role in global warming. So here's what we can do to stop global warming.
Excellent.
You can turn off the lights when you leave a room.
You can close doors right away to make sure that heat doesn't leave the house.
Walk or use a bike if you are going somewhere nearby.
Use light bulbs that use up less energy, like LED light bulbs. Unplug electronics that you aren't using. There are so many things you can do to stop global warming.
Just like we've been taking steps to protect us and others from coronavirus, it's important to remember to do what we can do to protect our beautiful planet and stop global warming. Because it's totally anthropogenic, or whatever my dad said.
Saving our world isn't just a job for Earth's mightiest heroes, or even only adults. One kid who's doing the most for Mother Nature is Mari Kopany. When she was just 8 years old, Mari got national attention after writing a letter to President Obama about the toxic drinking water crisis in her hometown of Flint, Michigan. Her 2014 letter convinced Obama to visit Flint for himself so he could see what's going on. That trip led Obama to approve $100 million in relief money to help Flint recover from the drinking water emergency. Since then, Mari has taken her activist work nationwide. Bottled water was really important for the people of Flint when they couldn't drink the water from their taps. But plastic bottles are only used once and end up in landfills and oceans. So Mari found a less wasteful way to get clean water to people in need. A company called Hydrovive helped Mari make her very own water filter, which can separate lead out of water, making it safe to drink. Mari has raised over $400,000 to make the filters, which are shipped wherever they're needed across the U.S. Mari has other projects she works on too, so she stays pretty busy. But what else would you expect from someone who says she plans on running for president in 2044? Okay, it's time for...
What?
What?
What's the big idea?
Trivia on the 10. The year 2020 tied 2016 for what record? Was it A, most snacks consumed? B, highest number of Twitch streamers? Or C, hottest temperatures ever?
Did you guess it?
The answer is C. That's right. According to NASA, last year tied the previous record holder, 2016, for the title of warmest year on record. In fact, the past 7 years together have been the warmest ever recorded, and the Earth's average temperature has risen more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit since the 1880s. That might not sound like much, but remember, this is the entire planet we're talking about.
Oh, hot, 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 hot!
Could there have been hotter years before we started keeping track? That's a good question for a climate scientist, or somebody with a time machine. Time's up, but before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups. Do you love free stuff and the 10 News? Awesome! Because we are giving away a 10 News t-shirt from our online store for free! Yes, $3.99. One lucky winner will pick their favorite t-shirt design from our store, and it's theirs. To enter for a chance to win and for full terms and conditions, click the link in the show notes or visit the10news.com/contest. And be sure to check out all the other fun stuff we have available, like tote bags, masks, you name it. Check it out. And good luck. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for our new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcast and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The production and editorial team is made up of a whole lot of nature lovers. Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ben Austin DeCampo, Jenner Pasqua, Stephen Tompkins, and Sarah Olinder. Jacob Rosenzweig contributed to today's episode. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and the 10 News is executive produced by Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. Do you want to be part of the show? We'd love to have you. Have a grown-up help you record a question, a joke, or a fun fact you want to share, and email it to us at hello@the10news.com. And show your love for the 10 News by going to your favorite podcast app and submitting a rating and review. It helps others find the show so they can join the fun too. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. And now, I'm going to binge watch every episode of True and the Rainbow Kingdom with zero guilt. Oh, cumulo!